This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, Mercy Northwest Arkansas released the results of a survey that studied local residents' health concerns. The study found mental health ranks second among respondents as their biggest health concern. An event in Springdale this weekend aims to address that worry by connecting residents with mental health services. Mindfest Northwest Arkansas returns Saturday with interactive vendor booths, art installations, food trucks, and live music. Last week, co-founder Nicole Gutierrez came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the festival, which she says is a Mind Coalition licensed event.
The Mind Coalition is a group, a nonprofit out of the Little Rock area. And so they started Mindfest down there in 2017. So this year they're doing it again. It'll be their third year. It's our second year up here in Northwest Arkansas. But Richard, the co-founder with me and co-chair member, we went down there and kind of liked what they were doing, and then we wanted to do it up here, bring it up here. So they allowed us to use their marketing material, things like that. So
what can you tell me about that organization down there? It's a nonprofit.
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit group that was founded, I believe, in 2017. And they're focused on, so Mind Coalition stands for Mental Illness and Neurodevelopmental Disorders.
Okay.
So it's a nonprofit that's focused on breaking down the stigma of mental health, and they have their three-tiered mission that focuses on increasing awareness for mental health resources in Arkansas, educating the community through an interactive and open discussion about mental health, as well as promoting integration among mental health professionals in community. So one of their big events that they do is Mindfest. They do some other little things, but and up here all we do is the Mindfest
event.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned neurodevelopment disorders.
Mm-hmm.
What's an example of that?
I would say a neurodevelopmental disorder, maybe autism. And so, one of the things that we do at this particular event is we have, a kids area, but we have sensory items for them to play with. And so a lot of kids with autism find those things soothing or comforting, and it's beneficial to them. So we have those things there along with, a bounce house, typical festival.
Family-friendly
event, fun things.
The event itself, it seems like the focus are these vendors.
Yes.
About how many are you expecting?
So this year we have close to 30, mm-hmm. And then there are still some people reaching out. And the majority of them are nonprofit groups. So, the goal here is just to get as many vendors as we can. So if you're a nonprofit, it's free. We don't charge booth fees for that. So a lot of them are nonprofit groups that are going to be there. There's others like, my particular place of employment. We're not nonprofit, but we're also a sponsor there. But we have to raise money to help put on the events.
Sure.
So, but yeah, there's close to 30 this year, I would say.
Now, are most of the vendors you mentioned they're nonprofit? Are they specific to mental health related
yes.
fields?
Yes. Anyone that is involved as a vendor has to have some, their booth. We ask that everyone have an interactive booth. And it not just be, brochures that you walk up and get, which those are nice and those are things we want to provide to the community. But we also, last year we had a group there that had horses. It was mm-hmm. equine therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interactive. They brought their horses. The kids, would come up and pet them. We had groups that they did light therapy, so they had a light therapy session and things like that. So we ask that it be interactive and that you do something, even if that's a door prize or something like that, just something that's fun and people can learn about new therapeutic techniques, things like that.
I think so often when we think of mental health and say getting treatment, maybe we may think of going to see a psychologist or psychiatrist, and sometimes there's barriers to entry with insurance or the payment and that sort of thing. And it sounds like there are several maybe affordable options if there are nonprofits there. Are people surprised to find that there are these nonprofits that are reaching out to mental health areas?
I would say, a lot of the nonprofit groups, they're not necessarily, for instance, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's around suicide, mm-hmm. obviously. They don't provide services. They provide help and education and support groups and things like that. there are going to be groups. There are some counseling groups that are going to be there that, you know, they're not nonprofit, but they do take, a lot of them do take Medicaid. Some of them do take Medicaid. And then you're going to come across some that, you know, don't have, you know, there's not, it's going to be difficult. But we're trying to bring all of those groups together to provide the most options for people. You know, there is a group there this year. They are providing pro bono services to people with mental health illnesses. And it's really about the people that are involved with helping put this together. I really feel like we really want to just help people and make sure that they get the resources that they need. And if last year, for example, people would come up and ask, you know, do you have someone here for this? And, you know, no, sorry, we don't have a vendor for that, but I can get you in touch with someone. And so even if it's, you know, just come see what's there. If there's something there that you can't, that you're not finding for that, that you're needing, we will point you in the right direction.
So it sounds like it's about making connections and kind of mm-hmm. getting someone on the path to finding.
Yeah, and it's really about breaking the stigma around, mental illnesses. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, don't like to talk about it. They don't like to, they don't want to people to look down on them. And it's really about having an open conversation about it and having it out there in the open. And there's nothing wrong with it. And that's really what it's about.
It's obviously a challenge to break that stigma because it's a mm-hmm. conversation that's been going on for a long time. So how, in this instance, do you get someone to maybe overcome some of those fears that they may have about being looked down on or something like that, to come to something like this just to talk to someone?
Well, I mean, I think that's why, you know, the event is, it's, that's why you try to make it a fun atmosphere. Just come see what it's about. And
because there's more than just vendors.
There's more than just vendors.
There's music.
So we're going to have live music there. The Hospitones are going to be there. And there's an affiliation with Washington Regional there. Uh-huh. But we're going to have three therapeutic sessions, a little different than what we did last year. So starting from 10:30 to 11:30, we're having a yoga session provided by Vitality Yoga. So it'll be, you know, some meditation, some actual yoga, mats will be provided. And then also talking about, with that, it'll include information on trauma-informed yoga therapy. So it's plugging that in there as well, informing people about that. And it's all free to the public. So, we have an art therapy session. So it's about mindfulness and knowing your worth. And that's what that's going to be about. And that's going to be from 11:30 to 12:30. And that's being provided by MyT by Design. And then from 12 to 12:45, we have a music therapy session. It'll be Music Therapy of Northwest Arkansas, and they'll have, you know, group instruments, maybe possibly a songwriting activity. So it's meant to be interactive and fun, and to, you know, it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. Like, these are things that are meant to open people up to having those conversations.
Is there anything that you learned from last year's event that you can take into this year's event?
You know, it takes a lot of people to put these things on. You know, last year it was just Richard and myself, Richard Lally, and it was difficult just us doing it. You know, unfortunately, we've used our professional connections within the medical community to bring on some other people this year to help plan it. And I'm hoping next year that we can, you know, add even more people to help plan it and it be an even bigger event.
Anything else we should know?
No, just come out, have a good time, come see what it's about, and help start the conversation.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Nicole Gutierrez, co-founder of MindFest Northwest Arkansas. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. The event is scheduled for 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Saturday at Shiloh Square in Springdale. Admission to the all-ages event is free. More information is available by searching for MindFest NWA on Facebook. You can also send an email to mindcoalitionnwa@gmail.com.